Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The Massachusetts Medicaid program is spending millions of dollars on unnecessary medical imaging tests such as MRIs. That's according to State Auditor Joe DiNucci, who says the state lacks safeguards to prevent doctors from referring patients to MRI facilities where the doctors have a financial self-interest. But these imaging services aren't only a problem for the Medicaid budget. Imaging tests are being overprescribed for the rest of the population as well. Massachusetts is saturated with MRIs and other medical imaging facilities. With resources such as these, we tend to use them to excess. But our zest for medical imaging isn't just costing us extra dollars, it may be hurting our health as well. Listeners, have you had an MRI you think was unnecessary? Have you been disappointed when your doctor did not order a scan or an MRI? And doctors, do you feel pressured by your patients to prescribe these tests or by fear of a lawsuit later if you don't order them? Give us a call at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Radio Boston or comment online at WBUR.org. Joining me now to talk about the increase in the use of medical imaging is Jack Sullivan, senior investigative reporter at Commonwealth Magazine. His article on the subject, titled Overexposed, is in the magazine's summer issue. Welcome to Radio Boston, Jack.
Thank you, Sasha.
Also with us is Dr. James Thrall, chairman of radiology at Massachusetts General Hospital. Dr. Thrall, thanks to you, too, for being here.
Thank you, Sasha.
Jack, in your article, you make it clear that Massachusetts is a paradise for medical imaging. You put out a number of pretty incredible statistics, including that in Massachusetts, there are more MRI machines for the state's 6.5 million residents than for the 55 million residents of Australia and Canada combined. How did it happen that we got such saturation of MRIs here?
Massachusetts really is a medical mecca, Sasha. I mean, we do have these extraordinary hospitals, such as Mass General Hospital, that people come to. And we have some of the best doctors in the world as well. In addition to that, we also have very good health insurance plans that that have these benefits available to subscribers. So it only goes to reason that this is where the technology is going to expand.
Because we have such high-tech medicine that people expect the latest and the greatest?
The latest and the greatest and the most for their money. And on top of that, they're wonderful, wonderful technologies.
In your story, you talk about the huge benefits that have come from these. I mean, now we can do internal scans that don't involve anesthesia, don't involve cutting, aren't painful or particularly invasive. Whereas you describe this neurological procedure in your story where air is pumped around a patient's brain to look for tumors, this is an older method which does not sound very comfortable.
Yeah, I get a little hinky about that one as
exactly.
Well.
But of course, with these high-tech scans, we can diagnose tiny tumors before they're malignant, vascular lesions. So really, obviously, huge benefit to these images.
Right. It's as some of the physicians I spoke with said, where it used to be that they'd have to cut and go in to find out, and then it was exploratory. Now they can simply perform these tests and diagnose them and see them with much more consistency and clarity than they ever could.
So sounds good. But what's the problem with this oversaturation?
The problem is that everybody wants it. There is thought process. They call it the professional athlete MRI syndrome. Everybody hears Dustin Pedroia getting daily MRIs on his broken foot, and they think, well, I got a hurt foot. I need to try that. Or they have a headache. There's also doctors are using it as a defensive mechanism, understandably so, with the increased cost of medical liability. They want to be sure. And if somebody questions their diagnosis, then the first thing they're going to say is, well, let's run a test just to be sure.
Dr. James Thrall, head of radiology at Mass General Hospital, what are your thoughts about this? Both Jack's reporting that says we're saturated with them, as well as the risks of having too many.
I agree that medical imaging is often overutilized. Jack, I read your article. It's a very nice piece. I think it's balanced. And the issue that we are always struggling with is when to know enough is enough. So in the olden days, meaning 10 and 20 years ago, we did have to take people to the operating room and literally cut them open to find out what was going on. Then it became very easy to do this non-destructively with a CT or an MRI. But did we overshoot? and lower the bar, lower the threshold to ordering the test to the point where too many people are getting the tests. So one of the things we've done at the Massachusetts General Hospital is we actually have what we call a point of care decision analysis tool, so that when a doctor orders a test, they tell us what they want, they tell us the reason for it, and then we have a scoring system that measures the appropriateness of the test. And if it's a low appropriateness score, then they're encouraged not to order the test or to think more carefully about the reasons for the test. And using that, we've actually been able to substantially decrease the amount of imaging we're doing at Mass General.
We're talking about Massachusetts being saturated with medical imaging machines such as MRIs, and how this not only costs us a lot of extra money, but could also be hurting our health. Listeners, give us a call if you feel that you have been pressured to get an MRI or were given one unnecessarily. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Sham is calling from Waterville, Maine. And Sham, I understand that you're a doctor.
That's right, I am.
And what is your experience with MRIs?
Well, I find that there's a lot of pressure from patients to ordering MRI scans. And, you know, I think many doctors feel pressured because of the possibility of litigation. I mean, even if the possibility that the MRI scan shows anything positive is 1 in 1,000, it's a 1 in 1,000 case that you want to avoid. And I think a lot of physicians feel pressured to ordering these scans, even though they know that the likelihood that it'll show anything is really minuscule, you know.
Jack Sullivan, senior investigative reporter at Commonwealth Magazine. Sham raises issue of what is called defensive medicine, doctors who feel that they have to order tests in order not to be sued later. In your story, you talked to a retired Andover doctor who acknowledged that he often would do this for fear of being sued later. So you have certainly seen this play out.
Oh, absolutely. And the numbers bear it out. I mean, there's no one specific cause for it as far as the increase in utilization, but clearly defensive medicine is one area that it's increased. You know, doctors are afraid not so much to be wrong, but they're afraid not to go that extra mile.
And this also raises the issue, the other important part of your story, which dealt with self-referrals. And Dr. Thrala, I hope you can talk about this too. This is the issue that oftentimes when doctors order MRIs, they send a patient to a facility that they own or that they have a financial interest in so that they make money with every MRI being ordered. Is this a problem in your view, Dr. Thrala?
It's absolutely a problem. It's actually a stain on the medical profession that people do this. A lot of research has looked at the question, and no one has ever found less than a 100% overutilization of imaging in situations where there is a financial motivation for ordering the examination.
Never less than 100%?
Yeah, so twice as much imaging as would have been done if there were no financial link.
So quite dramatic.
Very dramatic and very hurtful because, first of all, some of this imaging involves ionizing radiation, which has a small, admittedly small, but measurable risk. And it just drains resources out of the healthcare system for no benefit to patients.
Exactly. And I hope we'll revisit both of those soon, one about draining resources and the other about the possible health risks. Let's go to Lisa from Newton, who is someone who has a lot of experience with MRIs. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you've gotten MRIs.
Yes, I've received a few MRIs, I'd say three in the last 3 years, for something where the doctor first spotted something and in a very unusual place where it shouldn't have been. So he indicated, go to get an MRI. I did the MRI, and then for two or three times after I had the MRI, nothing had changed. So to me, there wasn't any, nothing had changed, so it wasn't a negative thing. And yet I said, okay, so I'm all clear, right? I don't have to have another MRI for at least, you know, a few more years or whatever. He's like, no, get another MRI next year, schedule it again. And I was thinking, but, you know, it just, there has been no change. So I thought it was a little over, you know, I thought it was a little much.
Lisa, thank you for that call. And before we address that, let's also go to Chris from Newburyport. Hi, Chris. You've also had experience with medical imaging recently.
Yeah, I get ultrasounds for my thyroid every year, a condition called nodules that half the population has, and my physician indicates that I should just have a regular ultrasound, but the radiologists always ask for a 3D, and unless I insist that they don't, I get a 3D, which costs three times as much.
Does your insurance cover it? Does your insurance cover that?
My insurance covers 80% of it, but it's still, you know, I mean, it's wasted money, according to my doctor, and it's something that the radiologist is prescribing, not the doctor.
Chris, thank you for that. Jack Sullivan at Commonwealth Magazine. Number one, these are very expensive. In 2008, the state spent $2 billion on imaging. So number one, it's
driving
up costs.
That's just for privately insured. That doesn't include Medicare and Medicaid.
Ah, so the number is much larger.
Right. And again, that's an estimate. I mean, it's very difficult to get those numbers.
But in addition to the driving up costs, there are potential health risks here. Could you tell us about those?
Well, there are. There are some studies that found the increase in radiation-based imaging can trigger as many as 29,000 additional cases of cancer every year because of the overuse and because of the increase in use. One of the things that they've found in some of the studies by the National Institute of Health was that since 1980, the exposure to radiation for the average American citizen has increased 600%. And where in 1980 it was 15%, triggered by medical imaging, now it's 50%.
Dr. Thrall at Mass General, do patients need to be worried about the health risks of too much medical imaging?
Every patient who undergoes a study with ionizing radiation should do it with caution. We don't know that the numbers that Jack was quoting are correct. They're theoretical numbers. There's no empirical evidence to show that the kinds of studies we're doing cause cancer, but until we can absolutely rule that out, people should be concerned about it. Now, I'm happy to say that we have spent the last decade optimizing our radiation protocols, and our dose levels are actually only half as high as the dose levels used in those studies that Jack was quoting.
Dr. Thrall, maybe you could give us a brief primer, because in many cases we're talking about radiation, such as in the case of CAT scans or X-rays. But for example, with MRIs, which use magnets, it's magnetic resonance imaging, or ultrasounds, which use sound waves, is there a health risk of an MRI or an ultrasound, or are those safe?
They are much safer from the standpoint that level of energy is far lower. Every kind of imaging involves exposing the human body to some kind of energy. But the ultrasound energy and the energy in the magnetic fields used in MRI are very, very low. On the other hand, I should point out that if you use a large amount of ultrasound energy, it can actually be used as a treatment for tumors.
So in all cases, we need to be cautious, but yeah. Not all imaging is created equal.
That's right. So used properly in the hands of a qualified radiologist or other physician with training, there is no proven health risk from ultrasound or MRI.
We have a call from Tom from West Roxbury, who is an ICU nurse. Tom, thanks for calling Radio Boston. I understand you frequently get orders to do MRIs.
Yeah, all the time. I think, you know, just anecdotally speaking, it's questionable about, you know, why they're being done, in my experience.
And why do you find they're being done? Is there a reason given? I mean, do you have a sense that doctors just think, I've got to do this because the patient asked for it?
No, I think, you know, for me it's more, you know, the doctors will sometimes overtly say, we'd like to get this MRI done just to make sure, just to take a look and see, you know, assess for interval change is something they'll say frequently with, you know, looking at the evolution of a bleed in someone's brain.
So,
and then, you know, if you ask them, well, what are you going to do with that information? They say, well, we're just, you know, sort of satisfying our curiosity about what will happen. And, you know, it becomes sort of a battle about doing it because it takes quite a bit of resources to get the MRI done.
Jack Sullivan of Commonwealth Magazine, again, it makes costs go up. It's a health risk. This is clearly something that looks like it could need some more policing. You write in your article about something called the Stark Act. It's a federal law that Congress passed in the early 90s, which basically discourages these self-referrals we've been talking about, where doctors at least can't send patients to their own facilities. But Massachusetts hasn't adopted something like this. Why haven't we?
Well, they haven't. And actually, Stark law doesn't actually discourage it. It prohibits self-referrals for Medicare patients. And one of the things that the American College of Radiology is trying to do is to have it adopted at the state level for all 50 states. Right now, Massachusetts is one of 17 that doesn't have it. There's been a couple of attempts in the legislature to push it through, but lobbying interests have prevented it. And that's one of the things that Auditor DiNucci's report calls for, is to adopt a state version of the Stark Law. Right now, the only thing that's prohibited is a doctor referring to a physical therapy service where he or she has an interest.
Dr. James Thrall, head of radiology at Mass General, given that this is an area that seems to be crying out for some more regulation, why haven't we seen it? Is this lobbying by people within the medical industry that are resisting
Absolutely. It? Absolutely. It's lobbying by self-referring physicians. In fact, in health reform, there was a brief flurry of legislative activity that would have included stronger language than the Stark Laws. The problem with the Stark Laws is there are too many loopholes in it, safe harbors, so that people can get around the intent of the law. But as soon as Congress started writing new regulations that would be more stringent, there was a literal outpouring of opposition, and it died on the floor of the House and Senate.
And Jack, this was quite interesting to me in your story. You mentioned that you called 16 doctors' practices around the state where physicians have their own imaging machines. 15 out of 16 did not call you back. One who said he would call you back didn't. And actually, that one was actually quite an interesting case, I believe.
He was. He never called back. And he was very, very nervous when I got him on the phone.
I'm sure he was.
He did not expect the call. But I mean, nobody would benefit by calling me back. I get that. I understand that, you know. But it is a concern that I think consumers need to ask. You know, when a doctor says we need to send you for an MRI, the first question you ask is, who owns it?
That's right. It's again the lesson that when you are you need to be your own advocate in the medical world. I think it's a reminder more than ever. We've been talking about Massachusetts being saturated with MRIs and other medical imaging devices and how that can run up healthcare costs and also harm our health. We've been talking to Jack Sullivan, senior investigative reporter at Commonwealth Magazine. In the summer issue of the magazine, he's written a story about this very topic. Thanks, Jack, for coming to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Sasha.
And also to Dr. James Thrall. He's chairman of the Department of Radiology at Mass General and president of the American College of Radiology. Dr. Thrall, thanks to you, too, for being on the phone with us.
Thank you, Sasha.
To read Jack Sullivan's article and see State Auditor Joe DiNucci's report, visit our website, wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for Radio Boston.